Israeli security forces are on a state of alert just below the maximum alert level following Tuesday's 10-hour siege at the Jericho jail. After tanks and bulldozers broke through the walls of the jail, Israeli forces captured Ahmed Sadat, the leader of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, and several of his colleagues. Sadat and his associates were being held at the jail after the PFLP claimed responsibility for the assassination of Israeli tourism minister Rehavam Zahavi in 2001. The siege sparked violence across the Palestinian territories and led to the abduction of a number of foreigners. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has been forced to cut short a European tour and return home to deal with the crisis. His spokesman, Nabil Abu Dunay, told reporters that Israel caused the crisis by violating the agreement concerning Sadat and the other militants in detention.
Israelis committed a crime, and we condemn this action, and we urge the Europeans and the quartet as well, and the United States, to do all their best to keep the lives of the kidnapped persons in the prisons.
The militants had been in detention under an unusual arrangement agreed to by Israel, the United States, and Britain, which allowed for the militants to be in Palestinian custody at the jail, their incarceration monitored by U.S. and British officials. After British and U.S. monitors vacated the facility, citing security concerns, Israeli forces laid siege to the jail. Israeli Cabinet Minister Zaev Boehm says Israel decided to act after it appeared to Israeli authorities that President Abbas, also known as Abu Mazen, would release the militants.
Unfortunately, when Hamas came to power after the last elections that took place, situation is changed, and even President Abu Mazen admitted that he is ready to release these murderers.
Israeli officials say Ahmed Sadat and his associates, as well as another Palestinian linked to a massive arms shipment to the Palestinians that was intercepted at sea by Israel in 2002, will now be put on trial in Israeli courts. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.